are you. I give my life, Lord, a sacrifice for you. Yes, in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Yes. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Thank you.
Thank you. And done us all. Pastor Joe, come and share with us this morning. And I know we're probably going a little bit over time. That's good. We just want to hear what you've got to say to us.
Thank you. Good morning once again. In the Philippines, Mayong Aga. So praise God for another privilege for Primrose and I to be here. In our culture, when the wife is a pastor, we consider the husband is a pastor too. So good morning, Pastor Julie and Pastor Graham. So anyway, we really enjoy our time, even though that in a few days, but it's really amazing that for me, I don't sometimes like travel for 4 hours, especially when I sit at the back. But praise God, Pastor Julie drive really comfortable for me. I never had car sick. I enjoy my time. While we are talking, we enjoy and the fellowship. I think it is our a blessing for us to be here for more than 5 years. Primrose shared about what happened in the Philippines. You guys, Southern Life Church, your support will not return void, because every single amount of that support is one soul being saved. It seems that we are a truck and you are the gasoline, the fuel for us, so that we can move. Amen. And Graham, congratulations. That's what we always say when loved ones, Christian family died. We never say condolence. We always say congratulations. Because he is there. No need. Yes, emotionally we will be affected. Even Jesus Christ died. When Lazarus, he cried. Yeah, we always, even sometimes our dog died, we cried. Especially our close family, especially our loved ones. But anyway, without further ado, my message is just very, just a short message to remind everybody this morning. The topic, because this year, 2023, our topic the whole year is the Lord give to my wife a word during this year, and we cannot say no, because he is the Holy Spirit with me, behind, back up. So he said, the Lord gave a word this year, vigilant, and that's what we series every Sunday in the church. But today, My message is about fulfilling your purpose. It's very familiar, very, very familiar for us. But if you have your Bible, turn with me in Genesis chapter 12. I would like to read from verses 1 to 4. I would like to encourage you. My accent sometimes is a bit difficult. Please bear with me. Verse 1 says here, "Now the Lord had said to Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, and to a land that I will shew thee. Verse 2, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Verse 3, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Last verse, so Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out Haran. May God bless upon the reading of his word. Brothers and sisters, family here in Southern Life Church, this is the Lord reminded me about the life of Abraham. It's if you like to see his comfort in terms of our living, I think no need for him to leave Haran, because he was being blessed. Everything is there. But you know, God is a God. Sometimes our God is funny. He is a good God, but sometimes he allows us to explore our life so that it can develop to become more better person in the future, to be used by him. So my question today is, what is my purpose in life? What is the purpose in your life? That question will ask ourselves one more than occasion. Am I right? Many people just asking. Abraham fulfilling God's purpose for his life is a tremendously inspiring story. And I love the story of Abraham. In Genesis that we will read a while ago, God's assignment for Abraham was no small feat, meaning something difficult, needing a lot of skill, strength, courage to achieve it. It is very difficult, hard, needs skillful, like people. Sometimes someone asked me, can you do something like this if you are not skillful? Instead of fixing, you ruin it. God is every one of us here. Don't say that you are not skillful. Different varieties of gifting, and use it for the glory of God. I always stand in the pulpit and I encourage people, don't be like me. Because the moment you become like me, we will fight. Because every person have different purpose in life. No competition. Why Jew and Primrose easy for them to gather 100,000s of children, people? Why? Don't be like us. Remain as you are and use it for the glory of God. Little things will become more bigger. We start for nothing. We start for nothing, and only one time the rats provide our needs. The mouse from the ceiling. One morning, just some of you not hearing this testimony, because this is true. My wife is here and God is listening. One morning we don't have food. We have two children, Jairi and Phoebeho. And Primrose called us, everybody come to the table for breakfast. So the plate is just turned upside down. And of course, our two children asked, where is the food? Primrose said, coming. But even me, I wonder where she can get the food, because we don't have. And then we start, Primrose asked me, can you pray? It is hard to pray that you know that you don't have. True? And telling your children, Lord, thank you for your provision. Thank you for the breakfast. And while we are praying, there is a confusion, there is a doubt. We are human. Everything that we sometimes we say, still the doubt's still there. So when we pray, Lord, you know exactly what is going on here. But we ask for your provision. And then while in the middle of my prayer, there is a fight of a mouse there on my ceiling, and then drop with 20 notes. Money. Smell with fish. I think the mouse get from the other people who sell fish because it's a bit smell. And then I grab and run to the market, and then that's the time we have breakfast. God is amazing. He's really amazing. And that's the start that God started to grow the church there, because we start zero, pioneer. We don't have friend there. The Lord told us, go there. Actually, the Lord told Primrose, not me. And I said, no, we will stay. Yes, the Lord told us to go there. Okay. So anyway, I'm going, there are four factors for Abraham experience that we can apply to our life as we seek to fulfill God's purpose. Number one, faith / rest factor. Because faith is not only just what we call honeymoon. Sometimes honeymoon, you enjoy everything. But what I'm saying is faith sometimes rests. Here, why rest factor? Because in verse 1, in Genesis chapter 12, step out of your comfort zone and serve. That's the point number one. How many times are we kept from doing something because of fear? Many times. We cannot do anything because of fear. When Primrose and I started to start in the slum area, and then the drug dealer, the drug poser, everything there is there. And then one time, three of the people with guns asking us, do not return to this place or else we will shoot you. And Primrose and I, scared, of course scared. There is a gun there. But the Lord said, the Lord told us, this is the place for you. And I said, wow. We encountered a lot of scaring things to stop you doing the things of God. Who is our enemy? Satan. He is going to do anything to stop you doing the things of God. So that's why we are not afraid to die. Because even Paul said, for to me to live is die, and to die is gain. In his perfect time, brothers and sisters, the fear of failure is a disabling disease. Am I right? It's like a disease, more than a cancer. Sometimes I've been diagnosed for esophagus cancer. And the doctor telling us, I think you will be living 4 years to live. And now, more than 36 coming. This December, 36 years in the church serving the Lord. Where is the 4 years, the doctor said? It's fear. We don't have to fear, because one time I am just preaching to the funeral service. You know what? God created me. I was born to die. I was born to die. Whether you like it or not. That's what God's plan for us. But in the middle of our journey, enjoy your life with God. Amen? Enjoy with it. Enjoy, because it is our privilege. You know, you are a person who have that privilege to enjoy your life with God. People died every day. You heard about happening in Hamas, in Gaza. People died. But we are so privileged. Today is the day that we can enjoy it, serving the Lord. Do something your kindness, even to your neighbors. Give a smile. Good morning. Even you don't have even given coffee. I have a club of coffee in the Philippines. Every Thursday, Primrose knows that after our meeting, fellowship among the pastors, these pastors are, I'm not rich, but the Lord brought me to this idea. And I told, guys, who gonna come with me in a coffee shop? Yeah, coffee, just only 65 pesos. Just around more than $1. $2, something like that. So, we went and then paid for them. And then we have table talk in carries with one another. That's the small thing of kindness you inspired the pastors. So that's the thing. It's not all about being rich, rich here inside our hearts. Remember, he says here, where does God want you to step out in faith and take a rest? Remember, if God is guiding you, it is less of a risk. Amen? And more a step of faith. William Shedd once said, a ship is safe in harbor, right? But that's not what the ships are for. Same as. You were created to step out of your comfort zone and set sail in obedience to Him. That's what God created us in His purpose. And also Moses rested everything by facing Pharaoh at the Red Sea. Not only Moses, Jesus rested everything by going to the cross. What are you are facing right now? Sometimes we are facing something, little things, and it become more bigger. And it cause us sometimes separation from the Lord. Don't allow that. Because the devil is here to kill, steal, and destroy. The second part is the promise factor. Number one is faith factor. It's a risk. Promise factor. God will use you to bless others. Verse 2 in Genesis chapter 2. You can find it. God will use you to bless others. Thank you so much, family of Southern Life Church. Because he says, God will use you to bless others. Our people are being blessed by your help. And now they are using by God. And every souls that they reach, you are part of it. God will not forget you. And we believe that when you sow something, it will come back to you double. Amen? We believe. We believe it's gonna happen. God is cleansing His church. God is preparing you to a better one. We encountered a lot in our church. We encountered anything. People come and go. Everything that happened. But I tell you, God is there. Amen? God is there. God's vision is for your life is that you will be a blessing to others. This is God's desire. That you and I will be a blessing. Not just only the material thing, but to pray with one another. To encourage, send messages. I love Graham every day. We plenty of reading. He sent to the Philippines. And he has hundreds of friends in the Philippines being sent every morning, every day, the messages. Through that, people inspired. You know that they are in trouble. They are in traumatized. But because of that promise, the word of God, they inspired it again. The fire will stop if you don't put the word. Keep putting the word. Just like your fireplace. You cannot get the heat without the wood. So keep it if you want to be warm. Amen? Keep it. That's you. You are the wood. You are the one being an instrument to inspire people. God is gonna use you. And also, God wants to use you to bless other people, to encourage them, to offer them hope, to lead them to Christ. That's His vision. In Acts chapter 20, 35 says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. It's not all about material things. What is in your hands? What is in your hands? Oh Lord, just only a stick. But through that stick, He split the Jordan. Amen? What is in your hands? Start by serving your family, then continue by serving others. Our family is one of the most important to serve, to be served. Amen? And then third, I'm coming closer. Purpose factor. Faith factor, promise factor, and then the third is the purpose factor. You have been blessed to be a blessing. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, as a follower of Jesus, the idea of finding and fulfilling your life purpose is simple and clear, is to be a blessing. Amen? Everything follows to be a blessing. When you woke up, you put in your mind, I want to be a blessing. Right away, when you see something, when you see your wife, when you see your husband, God bless you. Good morning. You are a blessing. Just imagine just like that. Sometimes we forgot because there are so many things that coming up in our mind. But always focus that every day you will be a blessing. Because the moment you will be, your goal is to be a blessing, without knowing you, that people supposed to be is going to kill himself or herself. But that blessing that comes from you reminds that life is so precious. Amen? Precious in the sight of God. So the question then is, how am I doing and fulfilling my purpose? That is the question. My answer is, find a need. Feel it. Those who are in need, feel it. If his water is empty, feel it. Refill it. Refill it. Because every person needs one another. Every person needs you. So that's why this is very important. See a hurt. If someone hurt, heal it. We are not a super doctor or something, but the word of encouragement bring healing to the wounds. Don't go there to despise. Go there to be a blessing. And then look for a way to encourage others. Live for God and live for others. That's number three. And the last part here is calling factor. Do you believe that God calls you? In my life, when I was young, my goal is to become a mechanical engineer. And the reason that's my dream, because of the poverty that we face. But God is so funny because we are there closer, but the Lord turns me to finish my study in Bible school. And that's what Primrose, I met Primrose there. God is a good God. I don't want to be a pastor because I am a person that even a crowded people, I am running away. Shy. But God changed everything. I am standing in front of you today because God is calling us. He said here in verse 4, Abraham was 70 years old and he made it in life. Amen. 75 years old, God calls him. God calls on your life is constant and clear. He calls us. Even he is wealthy, status, land, livestock influence in Abraham's during his journey. But God calls him. Leave it. Follow me. I will make you fishers of men to become a father of many nations. Father of faith. That's Abraham. That's what we get from him. Because we are the seeds of Abraham. So we have that faith right now. So you two are called serving God and serving others. Put God first, others second, and self third. Put God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Amen. That's his promise, brothers and sisters. That's why when we have that conference, the youth that Friday in the conference in Bacolod, Darren said, so how many? Tell me how many wants during that gathering. And then he mentioned maybe 200, something like that. So we don't even bring all of them. Around 250 show during that day. That is the young generation. And Primrose and I are enjoying while we are here because our leadership, our pastors there, go for a bit long so that they can enjoy their part over in the Philippines. Go for a month so that they can be part of the church there. So we enjoy, we don't have any worries because when you know your DNA, you will be in peace. And our DNA here, we enjoy here because our DNA is here. We belong. We belong. More than a year is that being here. And we sit there in a hot seat. You remember that? But praise God. It is time for us to move on. Move on. Don't look back. God is preparing for you. There is a better day. God will send you more. God will bring young people that fire with God. That the DNA that comes from here. Not from other there, but from here. Because the DNA that we have can explore, can expand, can increase the kingdom of God. We believe it's going to happen and fill these cheers and bring the worship in the kingdom of God. Because the purpose of God in this church is better. There will be a coming revival happen. The story of the boy, in my conclusion, the story of the boy who shared his food and 5,000 people eat. The key question that arises from this story is, what do you have to offer? What do you have to offer? Are you willing to give to someone what you have in your hand? Like a boy, give the lunch. Give generously, especially when your life to Christ, and allow him to bless it, multiply it, expand it, so that others might be blessed. Congratulations once again, Moriah Church. We belong. God bless you.
Thank you so much for sharing all those wonderful points. It's really, we've sort of been on that line of talking, haven't we, about serving. There's plenty to do. So thank you, and thank you for your stories. These couple, they work tirelessly. They have 5 children of their own, 1 grandchild, and they have 11 children that they look after as well that live in the house at the church. So they work tirelessly. So thank you for, we've gone